In the last couple of years, the systemic management of renal cell cancer has gone from a wasteland of options to a new world of pathways and interventions. I met with Dr. Michael Adkins for his take on this molecular revolution, and he began our conversation by commenting on the biology of the critical von Hippel-Lindau gene.
There's been a sea change or a revolution in our understanding of the biology of renal cancer, and it's a good example of how we can use biology to develop new therapies. So what's been discovered is that about 60 to 70% of clear cell renal cancers have mutations in the von Hippel-Lindau gene. And the von Hippel-Lindau gene is a tumor suppressor gene. And so when it's lost, it leads to overexpression of hypoxia-inducible factor because it can no longer be degraded by the proteasome. And overexpression of hypoxia-inducible factor leads to increased production of downstream mediators of response to hypoxia. You get a pseudo-hypoxic situation in the cancer despite the fact that it's exposed to normal oxygen. And what you see is overexpression of vascular endothelial growth factor, platelet-derived growth factor, TGF-alpha, TGF-beta, as well as other factors such as carbonic anhydrase 9 or CXCR4 that may be involved in tumor angiogenesis and tumor growth. And so some of the new therapies that have been developed and are particularly showing activity in renal cancer are those that target the vascular endothelial growth factor pathway, which leads to inhibition of angiogenesis and, surprisingly, tumor shrinkage or, in most cases, a delay in progression. The things that have inhibited the epidermal growth factor pathway have been less promising in the recent clinical trials. But another pathway has emerged, and we're still trying to sort out why that has a role in renal cancer, and that's the TOR pathway. And the TOR pathway is a pathway inside the tumor cell that is controlled by a PI3 kinase, AKT, on the way to TOR. And we think that about 50 to 60% of renal cancers have a methylation leading to decreased expression of P10, which is another tumor suppressor gene. And a loss of P10 leads to activation of AKT and activation of TOR, which leads to cell proliferation and angiogenesis. And we think both of those factors are important to kidney cancer growth, and inhibiting TOR through some of the new drugs also leads to prolonged survival, tumor shrinkage, and delays in recurrence.
Can you talk a little bit more about the VEGF pathways and how they interrelate to the TOR pathway?
Sure. The relationship between TOR and VEGF is probably the one that's most studied. And basically, when you block TOR, you block protein synthesis. And one of the proteins downstream of TOR that synthesis or translation is inhibited is HIF. And so when a TOR is active, HIF is stabilized. And so not only is it not degraded, but the synthesis is increased. And if you block TOR, you can decrease the amount of HIF that's made.